want to be, and we understand what we are right now. And at the end of the day, it's taking the resources, you know, getting the team to come together and play to win and win championships. We all understand what the standard here is in Green Bay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Total Packers. I'm Mike Atkinson. So glad to be joined with The Rock, Larry McCarron. Larry, we just heard from the head coach, Mike McCarthy, and he never shies away from those high expectations that come with leading the Green Bay Packers. But this offseason, he decided to tear it all the way down to the foundation and start anew on both sides of the ball.
Don't know about you, Mike, but during that press conference, and I know you were there as well, I got the sense that Mike is re-energized by all the changes he's made in his coaching staff and the prospects of melding that group into a cohesive group and getting ready for the 2018 season.
That's what coaching is all about. And Larry, sometimes though, change can be considered intimidating, maybe even a little overwhelming, but you look at it from a different approach. Why is that?
Well, I think in some sense, these changes are comforting. You look at the offensive coordinator, Joe Philbin, the defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine. These guys are people that were successful enough in the coordinator role that they became NFL head coaches. These gentlemen know what they're doing. They know what this job is all about. They know what it takes to be a successful coordinator in the National Football League.
We'll begin on the defensive side of the ball. Packers' new defensive coordinator Mike Pettine served as a consultant for the Seattle Seahawks last season. Prior to that, he was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns in 2014 and 2015. His assistants include Winston Moss, who's entering his 13th season with the Packers. Winston will continue as the associate head coach, working with the linebackers. Patrick Graham will serve as the run game coordinator, working with the inside linebackers. He spent the last two seasons with the New York Giants. Joe Witt Jr. enters his 11th season on staff, and similar to that of Coach Graham, Joe will work as the passing game coordinator. Jason Simmons has been elevated from special teams assistant to secondary coach, and Jerry Montgomery returns and will work with the defensive line. And finally, Scott McCurley also returns, and Ryan Downer, the former safeties coach at Bowling Green State University, will handle quality control. Larry now goes one-on-one to talk X's and O's with the new Packers defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine.
Mike Pettine's philosophy of defense, in a broad sense, is what?
Well, I think you need to be multiple. I don't think you can line up in just one thing. You're in that chess match with the guy playing quarterback on the other side. So I think you have to be multiple. I think you have to be aggressive. I think you have to affect that guy, especially when he's throwing the football. But even before you get to all that, I think you have to build a great base of technique and fundamentals. Any playbook you have is worthless if your guys don't know how to release off of blocks and they don't know how to tackle.
This may sound like ridiculously simple or stupid, but consider the source. 3-4-4-3, how does that work out?
Well, when people have asked me, are you 3-4 or you're 4-3, my usual answer is yes. we're multiple enough that we can play both looks. But that's really become essentially a moot point in the last 10 years because of the amount of nickel defense teams are playing now. Three wide receivers has gone from 300 snaps a year where it was really only third down in 2 minutes. And now that's flipped where you get to, you know, look at the Detroit Lions. They're in three wide receivers virtually or more every snap of the game. So the league has totally changed that way. Your slot corner or your nickel, whatever you want to call him, he's essentially a starter. You have to treat him that way. That's a guy where you look as – you don't just look at it as, hey, who in the corner room is going to play nickel? That guy has to be identified and is just as important a piece as most other positions. So – that's an important distinction. When we do play base defense, we will be in some 3-4 looks and some 4-3 looks. I think that's the fact that we can have hybrid, versatile-type guys like a Clay Matthews and even a Nick Perry that we can kind of jump in and out of those, I think can work well for us and hopefully give offense some trouble.
When rumor was out there that you were coming to Green Bay, Rex Ryan, one of your former bosses, said you would be the best defensive coordinator in the league. Now, I know that's kind of hard to talk about, but where do you feel you're really strong? Why did Rex say that, Mike?
Well, that's typical. That is typical, Rex. I love him like a brother, and that's he's responsible for so much of my career development. Learned so much defensive football from him, and very thankful for all that he had done and I don't know if I'm thankful for him saying that. That through
I don't mean to embarrass
threw a big target on my chest, but no, I get it. I understand it, and no, I can't tell you just how thrilled, you know, I am to be here and be a part of this organization and look to get rolling with this defense.
I also read about the KILL philosophy. Keep it likable and learnable. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Likeable piece is guys have to enjoy what they're doing. I'm a big believer in creating a great workplace environment. You know, I had the first meeting with the defensive staff the other day and talked to them about my role, and that's one of the key things that I see is I want to create an environment where our coaches, when they wake up in the morning, can't wait to go to work. When our players wake up, they say, wow, I'm playing defense for the Green Bay Packers. I can't wait to get to work either. The learnable part is important too, but I think I'm a big believer in the part to whole theory. So I think guys have to learn individual segments. So we teach them individual techniques, and then we build them together to form a functioning defense. So the learnable part, I think, is coaches have to embrace their role as a teacher. So, you know, understand who your audience is. It's not what you know, it's what they know. And I think the great coaches are the ones that can take all that football knowledge they have and streamline it down for their players to be able to use it and help them on game day.
I think this was another comment I read from Rex Ryan, in that if you, talking about the guys, if you love football, you'll love playing in this defense. What do the guys love about playing in your style of defense?
Well, I think the aggressive part of it, that we're not going to wait for the offense to dictate to us. We hardly ever use the phrase read and react. You know, we are going to attack your weaknesses. We're going to protect our own weaknesses, and we're going to look to, you know, like I said, to have a very aggressive mindset. Now, with that being said, it's not we're going to blitz every play. When we pressure, it will be very calculated. You know, I've never been a reckless blitzer. It's always going to be based on scouting report information, areas of the field, what personnel group there is, you know, what the down and distance is. But the players are going to enjoy it because I think we do a good job of mixing things up. You know, it's just not the same 10 defenses every week, and things can get pretty stale pretty quick. Even if with a certain blitz, we might change up who's blitzing 1 week. So there's guys come into the room, you know, on Wednesday, always eager. Okay, what did they change up for this week? What are we going to be doing? So, I think it's important for the staff to keep it light. You got to know when to work, and you got to know when to play. So we'll do some fun things with the group. We spend way too much time together for it to be all serious, all football, all the time. So we'll certainly have our lighter moments.
Last thing for you, Mike, and I know it's very early, but at this point, what do you think you got coming back defensively? How's that looking?
No, that's also part of our project now, is we're evaluating the roster. And the nice part about having a lot of carryover guys on the staff is they have intimate knowledge of the players that are returning. So that I'll lean on them heavy for their assessment. Certainly have my own opinions watching the film and be able to tie it in with their opinions. But there's certainly some pieces here to work with. I mean, I said it in the earlier presser that the cupboard isn't bare. But that's a big part of it. Identify the roster, build a depth chart, understand where those holes are, prioritize those, and hopefully share that information with coach and get it over to the personnel side.
Mike, thanks for the time, and welcome to Green Bay.
Great, thank you.
A couple things worth mentioning. Statistically, Mike's defensive units have performed quite well. In 2014, while working as the head coach for the Browns, their defense led the league in opponents' passer rating. And in his 5 seasons as a coordinator with the Bills and the Jets, his units never finished outside the top 10 in total yards allowed or passing yards allowed. And if you look closer at those 4 seasons with the Jets, from 2009 to 2012, those were pretty impressive as well. Now, Larry, during your interview with Mike Pettine, we heard him say on a couple different occasions he wants to be multiple. What is he trying to say there?
Not the same old thing down after down. Give the opposition, in particular the quarterback, stuff to think about. How are they lined up? Who's lined up where? What coverage are they in? Oops, I got the ball. I thought they were in this coverage, and now they switched to that coverage. Give people stuff to think about. You give people a plain vanilla, steady diet of anything in the NFL, you're asking for trouble.
One more quick thing for you. We all know the benefit that Aaron Rodgers has on the offensive side of the ball, but what about on the defensive side of the ball when you have an aggressive-minded defensive coordinator?
I think you just said it, Mike. He can be aggressive, and it gives him somewhat, for lack of a better phrase, a margin for error. You have got a quarterback that can make up ground real quick. You call a blitz, for instance, and there's some risk involved in a blitz, and it goes south on you. Other team scores. Well, it's not like you're going to spend three quarters manufacturing the next touchdown. Aaron Rodgers might get that back at one point.
So Mike Pettine, not the only coordinator looking to work with Aaron Rodgers. When we come back on the other side of the break, new Packers offensive coordinator Joe Philbin, and Larry will go one-on-one with him right after this timeout.
I don't know that many people have ever can duplicate some of the things that he does on the field. And so now to kind of be reunited and work with him again is certainly a real, real attractive part of the job.
I can't wait to see more moments like that in 2018. The staff is in place now on the offensive side of the ball. Joe Philbin will serve as the offensive coordinator. His assistants, like on defense, include a pass game coordinator in Jim Hostler and run game coordinator James Campen, who will also work with the offensive line. Frank Cignetti, the other new addition to the staff, will work with the quarterbacks, and David Rye was promoted to wide receivers coach. Larry spent time with Packers' sort of new offensive coordinator, Joe Philbin.
Joe, what's it like coming back?
That's a great feeling, Larry. I mean, you know, I've told a lot of different people, you know, when I was with the Indianapolis Colts in 2016, I came on the visiting team bus to Lambeau Field about 2.5 hours before the game, and it's a totally different perspective. You really get a true appreciation of how unique and special Lambeau Field is, the Green Bay Packer fans, when you're on that bus coming in, you know, because when you're here working, you're usually at the stadium at 7 in the morning and you don't really partake and you don't really see much of what's going on. But there's just a lot of tremendous people in this organization that I, you know, myself and my family still have strong feelings towards. So it's been great coming back.
Joe, head coach at Miami, assistant head coach in Indianapolis. Do you come back to Green Bay a different coach?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've got a lot more different types of experience than I had the first time I was here. And I said to Mike McCarthy when we were talking about, you know, the possibility of returning, that I have a much, much better appreciation for his job. You know, I think sometimes when you're an assistant, you think the head coach, oh, you know, why isn't he in this meeting? What's he doing? And then all of a sudden you become a head coach and there's no, you know, manual for becoming a head coach, and you kind of get a understanding of some of the things that you have to deal with that Mike does such a great job of, and he keeps it away from the assistant coaches so the assistants can do their job. But I definitely have a much, much better perspective on what his job entails. And so hopefully I can do a great job in my role so he doesn't have to worry about so much stuff.
Joe, you made an interesting point during your introductory press conference in that you said part of your job was making Mike McCarthy look like the smartest play caller
no doubt.
In the National Football League. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the head coach has a lot of things on his plate, a lot of things he's responsible for. Ultimately, he's responsible for wins and losses of the football team, first and foremost. You know, Mike wants to bring another championship to Green Bay. And the reality is, you know, Mike calls the plays on offense. So my job as a coordinator is to kind of put everything together, get everybody working together on the same page, players and coaches, help devise the best game plan that we possibly can, put our players in a position to succeed, practice it well. And then so when we get to Sunday, you know, nothing's ever easy, Larry, as you know from the NFL. But, you know, make things as smooth and efficient as possible.
6 seconds to go. Ball just outside the four. Snap to A-Rod. Throws right side.
Yes!
Touchdown! And a dagger! The dagger to Andrew Qualis on the right side!
Joe, you come in with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. Right. Now, as offensive coordinator, that's got to be a pretty comforting feeling, is it not? What do you see from Aaron? How is he different in the 6 years you've been gone?
Yeah, that's a good place. That's a good square one to start. That's square two is that one. But, yeah, well, I'm still smarting from the last second touchdown he threw in Miami in 2014. But, yeah, some of the things that he can do, I mean, let's be honest, on the football field or, you know, it's hard that I don't know that many people have ever can duplicate some of the things that he does on the field. So I'm really, really looking forward to working with him again. You know, just I remember meeting him the minute he came off the elevator in 2005. I'll never forget when we met, you know, in the elevator in the office complex there. The first day he was there, and to see the development that he had over time and to be a small part of that was a lot of fun. And so now to kind of be reunited and work with him again is certainly a real, real attractive part of the job.
Joe, with you as coordinator, do you envision much change in the Packers offense, the way the Green Bay Packers have been going about their offensive business?
No, I mean, I said to our staff, I mean, let's be honest. Again, I was very upfront and honest. I've been gone for 6 years. The Green Bay Packer offense has scored a lot of points. It's been a very, very productive. Minus me. And so, you know, that makes it a great challenge for us as a staff in 2018 to find ways to improve, get better. Maybe it's expand, maybe it's scale back, maybe it's tweak, maybe it's refine what we've been doing and find just the right balance to push this offense forward and, again, help us win football games.
It may be a little early for this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What do you think you have offensively coming in? First impressions, what do you think you have?
Yeah, well, we're starting, you know, we've taken a look at some of the films from last year. We haven't gotten through all of it yet. But, again, there's a lot of things to be excited about in this group. You know, the line when it was healthy really paved the way. The young running back group looks like it's going to be a lot of fun to work with, different than, you know, maybe the tail end of my career here. The wide receiver group has some veterans, some guys that have performed at a high level. You know, the tight end group, certainly there's guys there looking forward to seeing what they can do and how we can kind of mesh everybody together into that 2018 Green Bay Packer offense.
Boy, there's a lot to like about Joe Philbin. And Larry, I wasn't here when Joe Philbin was here, but boy, I really get the sense that he just really wants to be here.
It was kind of interesting during his introductory press conference when he mentioned one of the biggest treats about returning to Green Bay was some of the staff, the non-football staff, just saying hello to them, hugging them. Welcome back, Joe Philbin. And also even mentioned going to church. A lady comes up to him and said, it's good to have you back. There's got to be a tremendous comfort level for Joe Philbin coming back here where it began for him in the NFL.
Well, when we come back, you'll get to meet a couple new additions to the coaching staff, Jim Hostler and Patrick Graham, right after this.
I've coached all the perimeter positions in this league, so I can help tie all those things together, coordinate those things. Because he's not in the meetings all the time or he's not around the offense all the time because he's a coach, he has somebody that has been in those rooms and can tie some of those things together.
Obviously, some of the scheme is a little bit different, but it comes down to defeating blocks, tackling people, and playing your leverage and coverage. So, I mean, I don't know how much it's changed. It hasn't changed since I started playing football, but I know what you're saying, but, like, that's what it comes down to.
Welcome back. You just heard from offensive pass game coordinator Jim Hostler and defensive run game coordinator Patrick Graham. Larry, your thoughts on a couple new additions here to the staff?
Well, Patrick Graham in particular, I would love to sit down and pick his brain for a couple hours or so. You're looking at a young man that spent 7 years with the New England Patriots. Wouldn't you love to go behind that curtain and find out just what in the heck is going on in Foxborough? I mean, you can like it, you can resent it, you can be envious of it, but that team, that organization enjoys such tremendous success. I would love to sit down with Patrick and, like I said, go behind that curtain. Tell me what it's really like.
I'm sure some of the coaches are going to be doing that, and I'm sure some of the players will as well. Another promotion on the staff, though, Joe Witt. And he's been elevated to the pass game coordinator on the defensive side of the ball. What have you liked about his approach in his 10-plus years?
Well, just my reaction to that is the more responsibility for Joe Witt, the better. The guy is a fantastic coach, and I'm talking both in the sense of teaching the technique, as far as approach, as far as scheme. I think Joe Witt has a total package. Mike McCarthy interviewed him to become the next coordinator. Didn't get that, but Mike mentioned he had a heck of an interview, and he hit every base you could hit with the head coach.
And also a promotion for James Campen as well. When we come back, a couple final thoughts as the Packers now look toward the NFL Combine and, of course, the NFL Draft. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're here to wrap it up now. Larry, the one thing we didn't talk about, with all of these coaching changes, what's the impact for the player? You've been through it.
Yes, I was. And when you're talking about your particular position, coach, you have to realize you just got a new boss. And with that goes a new set of ideas, in some cases a new set of priorities, and in other cases a new way of doing things, and you got to be receptive to all that.
For Larry McCarron, I'm Mike Atkinson. Thanks for joining us on Total Packers. We'll see you next time.